Cannes has slapped their own sanctions on Russia, banning official Russian buyers, sellers, and distributors from attending the festival, and refusing to screen any films by Russian directors who support Putin or had help from state funds.
We should try to discern between the Russians who are taking risk to resist the official line and denouncing what is happening. But obviously, the position of the festival is to show absolute and non-negotiable support to the Ukrainian people.
Kirill Serebrennikov is a Russian director with a long history with the film festival. Twice he was prevented from attending his film premieres here, spending several months under house arrest in Moscow for criticizing the Kremlin. He now lives in Berlin and has been vocal about his opposition to the war. Though the Ukrainian Film Academy are calling for an international boycott of Russian cinema, he disagrees.
Boycotting all Russian culture is unbearable. Russian culture has always promoted human values, the fragility of mankind, and compassion towards those less fortunate. Russian culture has always been anti-war because war wants to destroy the values I respect.
His film Tchaikovsky's Wife is competing for the Palme d'Or Prize, but has been criticized for receiving funding from sanctioned oligarch Roman Abramovich. The festival has also banned Russian journalists from attending, including film critic Ekaterina Karslidi, editor-in-chief of an independent movie review website. She left Russia in February and has no plans to return, using her personal social media platforms to condemn the war. She was surprised to be disinvited to Cannes.
They didn't find any articles covering the situation in Ukraine, but I don't know if Ken knows the way dictatorship works, but that I can't use like Imru to do these things because like my staff will be in danger.
It's not just the festival banning some Russian-related projects. Some film companies have pulled titles starring Russian actors, actors who've clearly spoken out against the war. The question is, if culture is about building bridges, should all of them be burnt?
Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, Cannes.